Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Blush trying to be here via stream, but StreamYard was not having it, so he will join us on Friday. No shows tomorrow, Wednesday, or Thursday. So we have two shows this week, today and Friday. And today, one of my favorite days of the year, Sip, Christmas Eve. The party Christmas before Eve. The party. The party Christmas before the party. Yeah. Had some good times in Lincoln on O Street and the Haymarket on Christmas Eve.
I didn't know that was one of your favorites.
I like it. It's a good time with some buddies. Okay. It's been a few years, but it's a good time.
But now you probably won't be doing that out on O Street.
No, probably not. Got an 8-month old kid, 33 years old. Times have changed.
You don't want to be walking into these bars on O Street at age 33.
I don't belong here, man. What? How do you do, fellow kids? By the way, Hour 2 is sponsored by your friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneer. Shin Daddy off for the holidays until Friday when Bill is back.
Okay.
So, enjoying
some ball.
Time. Let's talk ball. 464-5685, call or text as always. I don't have audio for you, Sip. Matt Rhule did speak to the media on Friday about the portal. Some portal activity as well as looking ahead to the bowl game, which is now 5 days away. Nebraska will play Boston College on Saturday at 11 a.m. this time at Yankee Stadium in the Pinstripe Bowl. But Sip, back to Friday, what was the message Matt Rhule delivered? What was the main thing?
Well, I mean, I would say right off the bat, there's just some nuts and bolts. You know, you figure Tommy Hill wouldn't play. He's not playing. You know, he can get that foot healed and get ready for the NFL. Micah Mazzucca, the offensive lineman who's played a lot this year and had been playing tackle and playing well, he is actually having labrum surgery, will not play. And Isaiah Nayor will not play in the bowl game.
That's just an opt-out, right?
That's an opt-out.
No injury there.
Yeah, Rhule smoothed it out and just said Nayor is preparing for the draft. Now, Nebraska, as far as Nebraska's schedule, the Nebraska football team's schedule, they'll practice at the New York Giants facility today. They're leaving today and they'll practice. They're leaving today and they will practice at the New York Giants facility today. It's bowl week. Nebraska's leaving. They will practice at Fordham on Tuesday. And then they have a walkthrough. This is beautiful. And this is what I love, this kind of stuff. Nebraska will have a walkthrough in Central Park on Christmas Day.
That's awesome. That's cool. That is actually really cool.
Yeah. It's great for the kids. A lot of them, Rhule said, didn't really know what Central Park is even. You know?
That's got to hurt, Matt. He's a Northeastern kind of guy. It's like, really? Really, guys?
Unless they watched Home Alone 2. They'll also, this is really neat. I mean, this stuff, I know people aren't paying real close attention to this bowl game, but for the players, it's a great trip. I mean, they don't have to worry about anything, that they're all taken care of. Then they have a walkthrough at Yankee Stadium, walkthrough in Central Park, walkthrough in Yankee Stadium. I mean, that just sounds cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Okay. They'll do various forms of sightseeing. What else did he talk about? I mean, you kind
of. Hang on a second. I just want to comment that I know that the portal has caused some players to leave, but in terms of this final look at the roster ahead of the bowl game, the opt-outs aren't horrible.
No.
For Nebraska, you're going to have both your big guys, Nash and Ty, are both playing.
That's cool.
They could easily say, no, I'm good. I'm going to go with the draft and prep. No, they're playing. They're both going to play. Nash Hutmacher, Ty Robinson are playing in this bowl game.
Nebraska will be good up front in this game. I mean, they have those guys. Bullock's playing. Javon Wright's playing. Of course, Shavers is playing. He would be playing. Oh, the Miami guy's stuck, by the way.
Ja'Cory Barney sticking around.
Yeah, Sanders sticking around. McGahee's sticking around. The Miami kids are all in. Then you wonder what coaches. Phil Simpson is here. He's the outside linebackers coach. Terry Braden, do you recognize that name?
That's the defensive line coach coming from the Chiefs, yes.
Yeah, he will not join the Huskers until after the NFL season. Phil Snow, just here in a consulting role. Dekeel
Short. That's official, though, right?
Yeah, he's official.
It's finally official, yeah.
Yeah, he's official. Dekeel Shorts will coach in the bowl game.
Receivers coach from Kentucky.
Yeah, he's been working. He, for instance, here's some color for you. I talked to Isaiah Hunter last night.
How was that conversation?
Really good.
Nice kid?
Oh, God, yes. He had dinner. He had a great dinner over at Aragon.
That's a good place.
Yeah, Aragon Tavern. Isaiah Hunter, his parents and his brother had dinner with Dekeel Shorts and the quarterback, Dylan Raiola.
You almost forgot his name.
Yeah, no, I remember.
That was awesome.
That was a big part of it. That was a big part of the wooing process. So Shorts is here and really working. Let's see, what else did Rule say? He kind of talked about what they do with the portal, how they approach it. It was good. It's interesting. They, first of all, prioritize and identify and prioritize high-level guys that they think can play in the NFL. Priority picks, like priority draft picks almost, the equivalent of in the NFL. And then the second thing is if it's not that, then they try to find value picks. Guys that you think they think they can develop, and I mean just that guys that might be a little under the radar. So for instance, Williams Nweri, value pick, or excuse me, no, he's the upper echelon guy where you're like they think he can play in the NFL, and I told you. The way I look at guys like he and Deshaun McCullough, who's the guy.
They got him from Oklahoma, the linebacker last night.
Yeah.
Deshaun McCullough.
You know what McCullough has? He has that old man film where you turn on the film and you're like, oh, or what's called oh damn film, where you turn it on and you're like, oh damn. That's the kind of film where you're like, okay, I get it. So those are like the upper echelon guys. Then like the guy from East Tennessee State, that might be more of a value pick where you think we don't have to pay him a ton. You know, we don't have to pay him 300, 400 grand. Or 500 grand.
That'd be Jalen George.
Jalen George.
Defensive lineman.
He might be more like a value pick. You know who else might be a value pick? Is Justin Rett.
The Georgia transfer safety from this weekend.
Yeah, free safety type of guy. Might be more of a value pick where you don't have to pay him a lot of money. You got to pay Williams Nwerny to come here. A lot of money. You know what? You have to pay Dane Key. If you're getting Dane Key today, which to review.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Dane Key is the Kentucky receiver who had 47 catches. Jake, he's their leading receiver. He's Kentucky's leading receiver. 6'3 kid. If you get him, you're paying, I don't mind throwing these numbers out here, probably $500,000 at the least. Okay. That's probably.
How many catches does he have?
47.
You think that much money for him?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think so. Yeah, I do. I think.
Yeah, another value guy you didn't mention.
Maybe not quite. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Gabe Moore from Mississippi State also value could be a guy. Value guy. Yeah. He has 4 years to play.
Yeah, value guy hasn't played for 2 years.
Value.
Yeah. Value. You don't have to pay him a lot of money.
No.
You might not have to, Jake, you might have to, some of these guys, you might have to pay him hardly anything.
Give him a gift card. Call it good.
Go to
Aragon.
Or how about give him a scholarship and call it good?
That's good, too.
Yeah.
To recap, if you have forgot over the weekend who all is committed for Nebraska, Marcos Davila, Purdue transfer quarterback.
Interesting one. I got some quotes to read from you from that. Keep going.
Okay, Justin Rhett, defensive back from Georgia, as well as Deason McCullough, the linebacker from Oklahoma, commits to Nebraska over the weekend. And you said watch out for Dane Key, possibly today.
Possibly today. It's Nebraska or Georgia. And I'm telling you, Nebraska, like the inside people, I guess insiders I talk to, they feel good about it. Now, Pete Nakos of On3 has him as a Georgia lean. But, okay, now Marcos Davila, this popped Friday night. I called him. He answered the phone right away. It was amazing. He was a very highly recruited guy out of Midland Legacy High School in Midland, Texas. 4-star recruit. Went to Purdue. Didn't play. Didn't play a down this year. That was his only season at Purdue. Sat out as a redshirt. Boilermakers finished 1-11. Get ready for this, Jake. I just asked him, I didn't ask him a leading question. I just said, how did it go at Purdue? This was interesting. Okay, I'm interviewing him on the phone. It's Marcos Davila. I said, how did it go at Purdue this year? just, you know, open-ended question. He didn't answer. He paused. There was silence. I was like, hey, Marcos, like, what was it like at Purdue this year? And he answered, but he didn't want to answer. He said it was hard. He said, obviously, Graham Harrell got fired. This is a direct quote. Okay. Obviously, Graham got fired early in the year, Graham Harrell. He says, it's just crazy. Then our head coach, he's a defensive coach, but he decided to take over the quarterback room and the play calling, which is crazy. He said,
which is crazy.
He said, which is crazy. Then he said, I feel like there wasn't much development there. He said, other than that, Purdue is a great school.
Incredible.
It was such a mess. It was such a mess. So imagine.
Let me frame that quote and post it on Purdue's wall somewhere. He said, which is crazy.
Our head coach. He's a defensive coach, but he decided to take over the quarterback room in the play calling, which is crazy. Marcos.
Did he think you were trying to pull a fast one when you said, hey, man, how'd it go at Purdue in your 1-11 football season?
I mean, I was kind of playing babe in the woods, but I got to get answers, right? So I just left it open-ended.
He could have said, what do you think? He could have said that.
So
that makes sense too.
Now he is the replacement for Danny Kalen. I mean, that's what this amounts to. His numbers in high school would suggest, you know, he's at least as good as Kalen and maybe better.
So the confusion from Nebraska fans will be, okay, this team was 1-11.
Yeah.
He didn't play this year.
No.
It was Hudson Card, and then the backup was not. He was a third string, was he not?
Yeah, he must have been third.
He was third string at a 1-11 program, which, again, if you're a Nebraska fan, it's going to say, help me get through that one. Help me understand.
Well, I would say this. Look at his numbers in high school. He put up huge numbers.
A lot of college quarterbacks had big high school numbers.
I know. I get it.
It could be a complete misevaluation from Purdue in watching him.
I mean, couldn't you say the same about Kalen? I mean, Kalen was on a 6-6 team and never played a down, right?
Different than 1-11, but yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is your, you know, Kalen went to Virginia. This is basically the replacement for him. And Holgorsen recruited him while he had actually thought about, did he flip? He actually said he thought about flipping at one point. He says, crazy story, is actually possibly going to flip from Purdue to Houston when Holgorsen was at Houston. But he said, I ended up sticking with Purdue. So that's that. As far as these other guys go, the big one this weekend was Desaun McCullough. Now, what Nebraska's done, Jake, in Kansas City is amazing. The uptick in Kansas City recruiting is borderline phenomenal, and it's happened really fast, so people, I don't think, have processed it. McCullough ended up, now he played the first part of his high school career in Kansas City, then his dad took a job at Notre Dame, and he moved to Bloomington. The other guys from there are Isaiah Mosey, highly recruited, you know, originally went to Oregon, Nebraska flipped him. Juju Marks, mm-hmm. highly recruited.
O-lineman.
Offensive lineman. Dawson Merritt, highly recruited.
The Cobra. Linebacker.
The Cobra. So they not only went into Kansas City and got some, you know, several players, they're dudes. I mean, they got some of the best players out of Kansas City. And it's, I think a lot of it is the connections to Jamar Mosey. You know, Isaiah's dad, and Mosey is paying off big time. This McCullough, I mean, he was a freshman All-American in Indiana, then went to Oklahoma. He has started 17 games in college already. Now, he missed the first five last year because he was hurt. he was a starter. I mean, this is a starter coming.
He's a dude.
Yeah, he's coming in.
That's a dude right there.
Yeah, you're going to see him and my guess Winery on the same field, and it's going to look really good.
Well, hope so.
It's going to look really good.
We will get to more of that as the show goes on. But before we get to break, Sip, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Nice job. Nice
to my Bill.
Nice job.
Bill imitation.
So proud of you. If you don't want to be hacked,
yeah,
we got a place for you to call or contact.
How,
Applied
what do you do?
Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of the state. They manage IT and cybersecurity, audio, video, infrastructure, and more. Yeah. Please, if you have any tech questions, stop looking at multiple places. It's a one-stop shop. All your tech, one place. AppliedConnective.com for a free consultation today. Again, check it out. AppliedConnective.com.
Yeah, you don't want to have issues.
Don't get hacked in the holidays. It's terrible.
No, or any time. I mean, ever. You know how it is when your day gets waylaid.
Hey, by the way, I've been hacked too. Oh, great.
Yeah, great.
This is great.
Yeah, because that could be
Merry Christmas.
Could be 5 hours out of your day.
Or 2 days.
Yeah.
When we come back, it's time for an early edition of NFL Winners and Losers.
Wow.
Yeah, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.